Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Limits, I was singing a song about Malsy in here to myself and needed a rhyme for loud.
Oh, what a surprise, singing a song about Malsy.
And came up with George McLeod.
Wow, why not Ray Ray McLeod? Remember him?
Could have been him, yeah. What's the first thing you think of when I mention Ray Ray McLeod? I say dropping the ball against the, he was open in the end zone against the Lions and Mason threw him a one-hop grounder. Right?
Didn't he score a touchdown against the Steelers with the 49ers?
I think he might have.
Ray Ray?
Yeah. He did have a good return against Tennessee one year, I'm thinking of the right guy.
He had one good return in some game.
Wonderful man. George McLeod was from Florida State. He's 57 now, right around my age.
Okay.
What I didn't realize is that he was one of the first real high-volume three-point shooters in the NBA. In 1995-96, George McLeod averaged 9 three-point attempts per game, which led the league, and he scored 19 points per game. I'm delirious because it's the end of the week, and that's why I'm talking about George McLeod. But I liked him, Limits. You might even say I loved him. He was a really good player.
Okay.
50-minute mark on the Fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Give me a random obscure athlete that you liked or loved and that maybe other people didn't think about that much. George McLeod is one for me. Sam Worthen, a point guard from Marquette, is another. Wendell Tyler, former running back for the LA Rams from UCLA, would be another one. Limits.
Oh, I always liked Denzel Valentine for Michigan State basketball, and I liked Jaime Jaquez at UCLA in the last 5 years who played, and I think they made it to the Final Four.
And he's with the Heat now, isn't he?
Yeah, Jaime Jaquez can play. Tiger Campbell was their point guard.
Yeah.
Johnny Juzang was on that team.
He
Mick Cronin,
good.
Their coach. Yeah. Good UCLA team.
Mick Cronin, smaller than you, for God's sake.
He's very short, yeah. You know Tom Cruise is like 5'7"? I don't even think he's that tall. I think he's like 5'6". How tall is Tom Cruise? They make him look taller in movies.
I don't know. And I didn't realize that Val Kilmer was in Top Gun until I saw. Did you see the documentary that he put out on Netflix?
He is 5'7", Tom Cruise. What, the Val Kilmer documentary?
Yeah. He basically filmed his whole life since he was a kid growing up with his brothers. And so his whole life is documented on film. It's unbelievable.
Rest in peace to Val Kilmer.
Yes. I mean, it was compelling stuff. Social media's biggest loser.
Malzi.
Brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester, very kindly.
Thank you, Mr. Hester. Very kindly.
I'm not going to forget this week anytime soon. I'll tell you
Me
that
either.
Limits.
Is it either or either?
It's either, I think. I mean, it's either, either, or either. You can say either one or either one.
Wonderful.
I think you can.
I do too, I hope. If not, I need to look in my Malsy thesaurus.
Did you ever meet Josh Miller?
No.
You should. You're the beat writer.
I can't
Very
just
nice
fly
man.
Down to Florida unless the station would permit that.
I don't feel like talking about the Pirates anymore. I think I'm burned out on them.
Why don't we talk to other people that would like to talk about them?
Okay. Yeah, that's what we're supposed to do here. Yeah. Why didn't you remind me of
that? I'm doing that right now.
All right.
Here is Owen. He's in the van. He wants to talk about George Pickens.
Hello, Owen.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I wanted to call about, you ever think about maybe George Pickens wouldn't have as much problems if we actually gave him the ball more? I feel like he has so much talent, it was frustrating him, and I think that's one reason why he acted the way he did.
Yeah, I still think, though, if I'm paying you money to be a pro football player, the least you can do is show up for a game against the Chiefs on time, right?
That is true.
Thank you,
sir. I agree with that.
Well, he agreed with me in the end. But yeah, no, his point was Pickens was generally unhappy here probably because they didn't feature him enough.
Right, and considering they had no other wide receivers of much prominence like him or talent, somewhat understandable from a George Pickens perspective.
Listen, I guess I understand frustration for every single person who's come through this offense in the last however many years. You had Randy Feuchner, who was Ben's personal friend, and basically Ben hired him, or it sure seemed like that, and he was Tomlin's old buddy too. And then you had Matt Canada, which was an unmitigated disaster. And now you have Artie Smith, who might be the most overrated assistant coach I've ever seen in my life. This guy was interviewing for head coaching jobs. Based on what?
North Carolina wanted to hire him as their head coach.
Based on
and
what?
He said, no, nah, I'm good. I'll stay in the NFL. Omar Khan was just speaking to the media. He said a fresh start was the right thing regarding the Steelers and George Pickens.
Yeah.
A mutual parting ways, like the Penguins and Mike Sullivan mutually parting ways.
Win a playoff game. Oh, wait, just be competitive in a playoff game. That'll be a step forward. Next.
Here is Jerry in Gibsonia.
Buenas manana, Jose. Joe, I really enjoyed the pizza story you told about the person that didn't give you your pizza. And they were looking for Jose instead of Joe.
Yeah, that was memorable. I'll acknowledge that. What's on your mind?
Yeah, it was. I was thinking about this. You know, they got rid of Shelty, but also they should get rid of his handpicked coaches, the third base coach, first base coach, and also the hitting coach. Even though
here's one guy they did get rid of, and you'll be probably pleased to know this, and I appreciate the call. While they kept Mike Ribelgo, as far as I know, the third base coach.
He's still here.
Who's their strategist slash, analytics guru expert that, as one texter told me today, a friend of mine said they finally punted that guy and his binder into
his
the
binder.
Sun.
Radley Haddad. It might be Haddad, but I think it's Haddad.
Well, we've had enough of him.
Enough of whoever. He's gone.
I mean, that is incredible that you would have a guy who basically his job description is the same as a major league manager. Do you think that Shelty made his own lineups? He was adamant on the show with me that he did. I'm sure he was the one that wrote them in the end with a pencil. That doesn't mean he's the guy that constructed them.
I think he was heavily influenced by people. I'm sure Radley Haddad definitely had some influence. I don't know who else on the staff, maybe the hitting coach. Did Andy Haynes have some influence on the lineup? And I want to know who's the one that constructed all these days off. O'Neill Cruz needs a day off here. We can't play McCutcheon until it seemed like the heat was really turned up and McCutcheon was calling him out on social media, even in the slightest regards.
Next.
Here is Mike on 79, wants to talk about the Pirates.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, doing wonderfully. Except you said yesterday after Doc called, poor Doc, he's been a fan of the Pirates for 70 years.
He's awesome.
He is awesome. But I'm 31 and I've seen 3 winning seasons. He got to see Maz. He got to see Stargell, Clemente. I haven't got to see anything.
Well, if you're 31, you got to see McCutcheon at the height of his powers. You got to see the wild card win. You actually got to see 3 winning seasons.
I went to the Cubs game, and it was the best atmosphere, and I have season tickets to the Steelers. It was the best atmosphere I've ever been to. There's a huge baseball fandom in this town that's masked by this disgraceful owner, and it's terrible. And I'll still be a fan, and there'll be a huge upbringing one day whenever they're ever good. I don't know if they will be, I don't know if they'll be good in my daughter's lifetime.
Well, Ron
She's
Cook.
3 months old.
Yeah, Ron Cook left here, and he said he didn't think he would ever see the Pirates win again in his lifetime, a World Series. Maybe not even a playoff game.
I think we should give Doc in Claysville a chance to respond. Here's Doc.
Hello, Doc.
Hi, fellas. What is the highest term you could say for being rage?
You're irate, maybe, Doc?
That's a good one, yeah. It's good. Anyway, I'm on the top of that list because this is ridiculous. The real deal is we have almost five months of baseball left, and all the millions of Pirates fans might as well throw in the towel. They have no games because Donnie ain't going to be able to pull it off. But I do have a solution that Connor, Bob Nutty, that solution is.
What's the solution, Doc? I didn't catch that.
The solution is call up A.J. Burnett. He's the type of guy you need in the dugout. He can be the bench coach and help Donnie. And I'll tell you, if anybody can chew him up, like the guy said. And last thing, I just gotta repeat again that all the ball games is help people make it through the whatever troubles they have has been taken away by one man. And the last thing for me is what they should do is start to boycott the stadium again, even though they made a move with the manager.
Thank you, sir. Limits, have a good weekend.
All right, Joe, you too. Golf well. Great week. Great to spend it with you.